Thank you. So ever since the release of Eastern Filbert Blight resistant hazelnut cultivars, the Oregon hazelnut industry has been given new life. 99% of the U.S. hazelnut crop is produced in the state of Oregon, which is 5% of the world market. Since 2007, the acreage of plantings of hazelnut has more than doubled, and today there's over 80,000 acres of hazelnuts planted. And this great increase in planting really isn't showing any let up or decreasing, and because people want to plant these Eastern Filbert Blight resistant hazelnut cultivars. This has been somewhat of a challenge for nursery industries or nursery companies, as the traditional propagation methods of hazelnut, which are using the natural suckering habit and tying off on layering beds, hasn't been able to keep up with the demand for new trees. In other crops, tissue culture has been a viable option as a means of propagating many genetically identical plants to be planted out. Traditionally, in European hazelnut, Corallus avellana, hazelnut tissue culture has been very unreliable and inconsistent for tissue culture production. But in 2016, amendments were made to the Corallus propagation media, which has really opened up the possibility for large-scale nursery production of hazelnuts. And so as more and more growers are recognizing hazelnuts as a low-input, high-return crop, it's becoming apparent with these new Eastern Filbert Blight-resistant cultivars that there are limitations and gaps in our knowledge of how to manage aspects of production such as plant nutrition, irrigation, insect pests, and other diseases. Now, one of these diseases is called bacterial blight in hazelnuts. Bacterial blight is not new to the Oregon hazelnut industry. It's actually been present in Oregon ever since hazelnuts were first planted. The disease is caused by a bacterium called Xanthomonas arboricola pathobar corallina. This bacterium is highly host-specific and only affects members of the genus Corallus. Symptoms will appear as leaf lesions, necrotic buds, dieback of emerging tissues and shoots, and as disease worsens in the field, canker formation on branches and trunks of young trees that can either girdle the tree entirely or stunt the growth of the tree, delaying production. Trees between 1 and 4 years old are most susceptible to bacterial blight infection. These trees are most susceptible during the fall, and then these symptoms will appear the following spring. So artificial inoculation under field conditions as well as potted inoculations have been conducted, but there's a narrow window that inoculations can take place, and we have to wait over 6 months before we can evaluate the results of these experiments. So the aim of this study was to utilize hazelnuts grown under tissue culture conditions to develop an in vitro inoculation system for evaluating bacterial blight, the response of these cultivars to bacterial blight infection. And to do this, first we had to figure out under what conditions would work best for in vitro inoculation. Then we had to come up with a way to reliably measure the symptom progression on these inoculated hazelnuts. And finally, introduce the bacterium to multiple hazelnut cultivars to see if there's any difference in them. So first off, our hazelnut explants were grown out on the 2016 Corallus media for 4 weeks before they were transferred to individual culture tubes. These culture tubes contained 10 milliliters of either the 2016 Corallus media or a plain water auger. We weren't sure how the bacterium would react once it was exposed to the Corallus media. For our inoculation experiment, to administer the inoculation, each individual explant was removed from their culture tube. The tip was wounded with a scalpel, and the explant was dipped in our treatment solution, either the bacterial inoculum or a sterile water control, And it was swirled there for 10 seconds and replaced to its individual culture tube. This is all done under sterile conditions. These inoculated explants were then we tested to see if a simulated frost event, which we did by exposing the inoculated explants to -5 degrees Celsius for 10 minutes before moving them to a normal incubation period at 25 degrees Celsius, or versus just putting them straight into the normal incubation period, to see if there was any difference in infection efficiency in the inoculated explants. So to measure the symptom progression, we did, I conducted preliminary experiments using the known susceptible variety of hazelnut called Barcelona. Barcelona was the old industry standard, and the majority of hazelnuts produced until Eastern Filbert Blight was introduced to Oregon were Barcelona. However, Barcelona is no longer being put into production because of its high Eastern Filbert Blight susceptibility. But in the old literature, there are also reports of Barcelona being from moderately to highly susceptible to bacterial blight, although these Barcelona was never formally measured, quantified for its susceptibility. So, but we use this as our control known susceptible, and we noticed as we inoculated these susceptible explants that the symptoms progressed first as lesion formation, which were difficult to see without a light shining through them. They were very translucent, which is characteristic of the disease. And over time, these lesions would darken, and the surrounding tissue would become chlorotic, and then eventually this chlorotic tissue would die back into necrotic tissue as the infection took over the explant. So the way that we came up with to measure the disease is we counted the number of leaves on each individual explant, and then each week recorded the number of leaves showing any one of these symptoms and took that as a proportion for the total symptomatic leaves. And then to evaluate the hazelnut cultivars, we included 4 Eastern Filbert Blight-resistant cultivars. They're Jefferson, Doris, MacDonald, and Webster. These are currently planted in the Oregon hazelnut industry, and these are desirable cultivars. And like I said before, we compared these to the known susceptible Barcelona. So there are 5 cultivars, 2 treatments, either the Xanthomonas or Borecula coralina, or water control. 20 replicates for each treatment, and we repeated this 3 times. So first off, in the culture medium, we already knew that hazelnuts love to grow on the 2016 Corylus medium, and it turned out that our bacterial blight pathogen also loved to grow on the 2016 Corylus medium. And every explant that we inoculated that was on the Corylus medium had this nice, beautiful glob of bacteria right at the base. These explants showed wonderful symptoms, but it was a bit too much of an inoculation dose to be consistent. So we used the water auger medium for all of our future experiments. In the temperature exposure for our simulated frost event, we found that the -5 degrees Celsius for 10 minutes wound up causing some damage in our explants, and there wound up being no significant difference between our water control and treated explants in the no susceptible. However, on the normal incubation period at 25 degrees Celsius, by week 4, we saw a very significant difference between our bacteria treated and our water control. So here we have a standard Barcelona known susceptible variety. This is generally what we were looking at as the disease and symptoms progressed over time. Week 0 was the day that the inoculation occurred, and our initial evaluation was done, and then these explants were evaluated each following week. By week 2, we had lesion development, which is right here. It's hard to see, like I said. By week 4, these lesions began to darken with chlorotic tissue. Week 6, chlorotic tissue became necrotic and began to spread. By week 8, the infection had entered into the stem of the explant, and most of the leaves were showing necrosis in the susceptible explants. At week 8, we then re-isolated from every one of our explants that we treated, and we found that the bacterium had grown a threefold increase from the concentration we initially applied it at 1 × 10⁴ colony forming units per explant. And compare that with the water control, again, over 8 weeks. Really, there wasn't much difference over time in these, except the water control explants had callus formation and root formation on the water auger medium, which is a stress response due to the lack of nutrients in the medium. And some of the explants did show some chlorosis, which was recorded. But for the most part, our hazelnut explants were quite resilient for the duration of our experiment. And so in our big cultivar inoculation, we consistently saw a treatment effect after only 4 weeks post-inoculation. And we did not determine any differences between the Eastern filbert blight resistant cultivars and the known susceptible bacterial blight susceptible Barcelona, or between any of the cultivars. They all had the same amount of susceptibility under these conditions, which was all right because this was consistent with our other potted tree inoculation experiments. We saw no difference between any of the cultivars, and we also see this in commercial orchards. So, in this experiment, we saved quite a bit of time. We went from 6 months of waiting before we could evaluate to 4 weeks. We greatly reduced the amount of space. In this photo, each shelf has 200 individual explants, which that's 200 individuals is about an acre in production. But this in vitro protocol could then be used on a wider range of hazelnut genetic diversity to see if there is any bacterial blight resistance out there. There's none that I am aware of. That's why we didn't have a known resistant control. But this controlled environment could also be used for molecular interaction studies to determine relationship between this highly host-specific pathogen and hazelnuts. And with that, are there any questions? Yes.
Yeah, so were your field trees also wound inoculated?
Yes.
So are there many Xanthomonas pathogens, and I work with citrus, and Xanthomonas citri, you essentially eliminate differences in susceptibility by wounding the plants. But if the normal distribution of the pathogen is through windblown rain, so if you spray them with the inoculant, mm-hmm.
By wounding, oftentimes, the question was, would the lack of wounding cause a different response in susceptibility? And it's been shown that wounding does increase the infection efficiency of this of the inoculations, but at the same time, it's also been one of the main transfer mechanisms of bacterial blight in the field is during pruning and through pruning wounds. And so you have one infected tree, your pruning crew comes through, and due to poor sanitation, then carries the bacterium along on each of the following trees. And so since we have not seen any resistance in these new cultivars, that's our main recommendation to growers is sanitation and just healthy orchard cultural practices.
That eliminates the problem?
It minimizes it. And I'm not going to say that every grower that has bacterial blight problems, is a poor grower, has bad practices, but that mindfulness will minimize it, and that's our best recommendation at this time. Thank you.